AL Terry Jewelers. May I help you?
Hi, yeah, this is Eric with RDI Diamonds. I tried Holly yesterday. I was curious if she was in today.
Yeah, this is Holly.
Oh, hey, Miss Holly. It's been a while since I spoke with you. I think we talked about the RJO show. Did you have a good experience, or was it tiring?
Yeah, we sure did.
Oh, nice, beautiful. Probably not, but did you get time to swing by our booth?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, I know
we
there's
a lot of places to see.
Yeah, there's a lot more things than diamonds to do there, so the seminars and everything, but no worries. I'm still just trying to get an opportunity with you guys. It's been a while since we did anything. Is there a possibility I can have an opportunity for any current calls?
We don't have anything. We're selling almost exclusively labs now, and the owner gets those at some pretty fantastic prices. So,
yeah, I'm not going to argue with you.
We really don't have any needs.
Yeah, for the labs, our wheelhouse is natural. We do the labs as a service, but if you're saying you get them pretty cheap, then I can understand.
Yep, we haven't sold a natural, and I can't even remember.
I really can't understand the lab. I'm not married, but I just wouldn't feel comfortable buying someone a ring that my cell phone costs more than. It just, I don't know.
If you lived where I lived, you'd understand.
Oh.
It's a very impoverished area. And for someone to buy a natural, what they can get for what they want to spend is so tiny that they just don't feel right getting it. So the labs give people who don't have a lot of money opportunities to get much larger stones, much bang for their buck. So sorry, but naturals are not where it's at for us anyway, not right now.
Yeah, I definitely get it. I live where I live. It's not that great either. I think maybe because I'm a little older, I don't think my partner would be okay with it.
Maybe not.
Yes.
Our bridal has probably quadrupled since we started selling labs. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have, in fact, I don't know. My boss might have come to see you. We have a natural we'd like to sell.
To sell?
For a customer.
What is it?
It's about I'm going to say like a 6-carat cushion cut. Didn't find any reasonable interest in at the show, so I think the customer is going to do a ring out instead. So.
Okay. Do they get it from us because they can?
No.
Trade up? Oh, okay. I was going to say they can trade up or get something different.
No. No,
okay.
We didn't get it from you.
Wow, 6-carat natural.
Mhm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big diamond.
It is.
Yeah, that's
nobody,
nice.
Nobody wants to buy them, so it's a tough market. So we rarely sell naturals now, and now we're having people who have naturals that want to sell them back. So.
Wow. Well, if you do come across, because it looks like you guys did do a few with us, if any of those customers come back, they're able, as long as the diamond's in good condition and they have the original cert, they can swap it out for something else as long as it's a dollar more. And back then, diamonds were more expensive, so they'll probably be able to get a larger diamond or one with more clarity or color.
Okay. We'll keep that in mind.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, great talking to you, Holly. Just keep me in mind. Even if, you know, would it be okay if I just call and just see how things are going? I don't necessarily have to force you to buy anything from you.
But you'll be wasting your time, I guarantee it.
That's okay. I don't mind this conversation. I appreciate you.
Okay.
All right, great. You have
Talk
a great week
later.
Here. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.